Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, it is. Final score. The Golden State Warriors go into Oklahoma City and knock off the Thunder 127-116. And how about that? A 4-1 road trip for the Golden State Warriors. A trip that featured Boston. It featured Cleveland. It featured Oklahoma City. Three of the best teams in the NBA. And the Warriors won two of those three games versus those teams. Also took care of business against Houston and Washington. A 4-1 road trip. That is, I would imagine, better than most of us could have expected going into this trip. I told you pregame on Warriors Live, and welcome into Warriors Wrap-Up. It's Mark Randy with you here on 95.7 The Game. Line your phone calls up, 888-957-9570, as we have a lot to react to. I told you on Warriors Live earlier tonight, I told you before this road trip even began, considering the challenging teams on this schedule and considering the Warriors' injury situation, going into this trip, remember, going into the trip, no Steph Curry. Wiggins had just missed two games. He returned for the Houston game to begin the trip, but Steph Curry did not. And also, D'Anthony Melton didn't return until game four of this five-game trip. So, all of that considered, I would have taken a 2-3 trip. That would have been all right with me. 3-2 would have been fantastic. And if you told me they were going to go 4-1 before this trip began, I probably would have told you to not get your hopes up that high, because you have three awesome basketball teams on the back end of this trip, and the Warriors, they did what they had to do. They beat the two teams that they should beat in Houston and Washington. Nothing against those teams, but the Warriors are certainly a better basketball team than both of those two. And then you took 2 of 3 on the road against really good teams. How about this? When the Warriors and Celtics tipped off last week, what was that, on Wednesday, right? When Warriors-Celtics tipped off, the record of the Celtics, the Cavs, and the Thunder at that moment was 22-1. 22-1 was the record, and the Warriors went in and handed two of those teams losses, and with that, it's a 4-1 road trip. The Warriors are now 8-2 on the season, 7 of their first 10 games this year away from home. And considering what the Warriors have done lately, maybe that isn't the most surprising factor. I mean, you look at what the Warriors have done on the road of late. How about this number now? In the Warriors' last 28 road games, they're 23-5. 23-5 are the Warriors in their last 28 road games. That, of course, spans back to the second half of last season. This goes back to early February 2024. The Warriors 23-5 in their last 28 road games. They have been awesome away from Chase Center. The step they need to take this year is to be better at Chase Center. After they were, you know, frankly, not very good at home last year. They were awesome on the road, not very good at home. They have continued to be awesome on the road, and very small sample size, 3 home games. They're 2-1 at home. They hope they can keep up their winning ways at home as well. But that's not what this game was about, because the Warriors, again, were on the road in Oklahoma City. OKC came into this basketball game at 8-1. They're now 8-2. The Warriors are also 8-2. And, I mean, it wasn't a pretty basketball game. I get it was at times, but the close was not pretty. In fact, the close was very, very ugly. The Warriors closed this road trip much like they began it. If you remember, in Houston, the Warriors built, what was that, the following Saturday, so 8 days ago now, the Warriors built a 31-point lead, I believe, over Houston, a 30-point second-half lead, and they needed to get to overtime just to win it. They ultimately did, but you nearly blow. I guess technically you did blow the lead because Houston tied it up, but you still won the basketball game, so you nearly blow a 30-point lead. You win that game. That's the first leg of the trip. Then you beat Washington in D.C. relatively easily, although it was not a blowout. You get off to a slow start against Boston, but then come roaring back and win that one going away. You get blown out, the game essentially over at halftime in Cleveland, and then you follow it up, and you build a 30-point lead late in the third quarter tonight against Oklahoma City. You allow Oklahoma City to get all the way back within 6 points, relatively with a decent amount of time left in the fourth quarter, but then you put it together and you ultimately win by 11, 127 to 116. So you kind of bookend this road trip, which was an awesome trip for the Warriors. A 4-1 trip, wins in Boston, wins in Oklahoma City. Two of your best wins, I shouldn't say two of your best wins, your two best wins of the season by a country mile, and you started the trip and ended the trip in very similar fashion, nearly blowing a 30-point lead on the road, but you still managed to win both of those basketball games. It was kind of a slow start for the Warriors again. It was Oklahoma City that got off to the good start. They were scoring the ball really well in the first quarter. As we look at some of the numbers, the Thunder put up 33 in the first quarter. Not that they were shooting an incredible percentage from the field. They just were getting a lot of shots up. In the first quarter, it was turnovers by the Warriors. It was second chance looks for Oklahoma City. They just got a lot of shots up. Look for the in the first quarter, for example, Oklahoma City puts up 27 shot attempts in the first. They shot nearly 50%, 13 for 27 in that first quarter. But take the second quarter as the other example. They only got up 18 shot attempts because the Warriors limited turnovers. They limited Oklahoma City offensive rebounds, and they were able to kind of slow the pace of the game down. And that's something that stands out for the Warriors in this one, is they can beat you in a multitude of ways. Oklahoma City does not like to play up to the pace that the Warriors generally do. And it kind of felt like maybe the Warriors wanted to get out and run, at least when Chet Holmgren was on the floor. He did go down in the first quarter with what looks like a potentially somewhat serious hip injury. Andrew Wiggins contested him. Or Wiggins drove at him, and Holmgren contested him at the rim. Wiggins got the best of him, finished the layup, no call on the floor, which I think was the right call, by the way. But Holmgren fell really hard on his hip, left the game immediately, could not put any weight on one of his legs due to falling directly on his hip. And no word from Oklahoma City on a timetable, but the way that they're talking, it does seem like there will be at least a decent absence for Chet Holmgren. We certainly hope that he's all right and it's nothing all that serious. But the game kind of took on a different tenor once he went out, because Oklahoma City just simply throwing out there five wings, like guards and wings, to make up their five on the floor for nearly the rest of the game. They don't really have any other bigs left. You talk about who they didn't have coming into this basketball game, in addition to, of course, losing Holmgren in the first quarter. Isaiah Hartenstein, free agent acquisition from the Knicks this summer. He's been out, has not played yet this year. He's a big, and he would be playing often if he was available. Kenrich Williams, also out, has not played this year. Jalen Williams, also out, has not played this year. Those last two aren't really normal fives, but they are players who can play a four or a five in a smaller lineup for Oklahoma City, and they didn't have any of those available in addition to Chet Holmgren once he went down. So Oklahoma City had to adjust, and they played five guards, five wings, and then the Warriors said, you know what, all right, we can play this kind of style as well, and they ultimately kind of slowed the game down just a little bit, and they beat Oklahoma City in the half court, especially defensively in quarters two and three. We'll get to that in a second, but we got to circle how this game turned, because remember, the Warriors got off to a little bit of a slow start. They're down by seven after the first quarter, and then it was Jonathan Kuminga coming off the bench who turned this game around for the Golden State Warriors. Kuminga played the final two and a half of the first quarter, so did not sub in until, again, 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. And then he turned the game around. He had a nice drive and finish. He ran in transition, got the bucket and the foul. And it was a nice moment for Jonathan Kuminga there. And that actually came... There was a feeling out period for the Warriors. Once Chet Holmgren went down and Oklahoma City went to their five small player lineup, the Warriors, all they did was hoist threes over and over and over again. And in the first quarter, they weren't falling. And then the adjustment was, all right, we're going to get into the paint. And the beginning of that was Jonathan Kuminga running in transition and getting a bucket on the move plus the foul. And that kind of allowed the Warriors to take a deep breath, figure things out, and then they adjusted from there. Kuminga, that was his first bucket. And then he continued that going into the second quarter. He made two threes early, and the Warriors were making them as a team. Kuminga made a three, Heald made a three, Moody made a three on the first three possessions of the quarter for the Warriors. Then Kuminga followed it up a couple of possessions later with another three, and then there was a great Jonathan Kuminga back cut. He sealed off his defender, allowing Kyle Anderson late in the shot clock to lob a pass over the top of the defense. Kuminga, easy catch and a finish underneath the rim. He scored 12 quick in this basketball game, spanning the first and second quarters. He turned this game around for the Golden State Warriors offensively. Not that it was bad offensively in the first quarter. They scored 26 points, which isn't terrible. It's not great, but in today's NBA, generally you want to be scoring closer to like 30 points per quarter. The Warriors scored 26 in the first. Not terrible, but it could have been better. But then... Kuminga got the Warriors going, and he got them into a little bit of a rhythm, and he kind of presented Oklahoma City with some issues defensively. This is one of the best defenses in the NBA. I know Chet Holmgren is a big part of that, but so is Lou Dort, so is Alex Caruso, so is Jalen Williams from Santa Clara. Like, they got dudes other than Chet Holmgren. And the Warriors did not play Kevon Looney today. You didn't see a ton of Trayce Jackson-Davis. This was more of a Draymond at the five game once Chet Holmgren went out. And the Warriors still were able to do what they wanted offensively against a really, really good Oklahoma City team. But it was Kuminga that started that. And then, almost as if Kuminga kind of passes the baton, then it was the D'Anthony Melton show. Melton was really good in the second quarter as well. He hit three threes in the second quarter. He scored 9 of his 19 points in that second quarter, and that helped the Warriors build a lead. They outscored the Thunder by 14 points in the second quarter, and as a result, they led by 7 at halftime, 65-58. And we got to talk about D'Anthony Melton as well, because he did start for the first time as a Golden State Warrior. And this, I don't know how all you guys feel, and you can hit me up and let me know. 888-957-9570. That's also the Xfinity or the Comcast Business text line. It's Mark Randy with you here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
On Warriors wrap-up on 95.7 The Game, it was D'Anthony Melton in the starting lineup tonight for the Golden State Warriors. They ran with Stephen Curry, D'Anthony Melton, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. I'm not sure I would have gotten the five right exactly, but I would have predicted to begin the season the Warriors throw out there Steph Curry and D'Anthony Melton at the one and the two. I thought there was a chance that we might see Steve Kerr go to Curry, Melton, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, and by the way, the Warriors did close with that lineup, so maybe we can learn a little bit there. Part of that is, again, no Chet Holmgren, so less need for the big Trayce Jackson-Davis or Kevon Looney. It's much easier to play Draymond Green as the five when the Thunder don't trot out there a seven-footer in Chet Holmgren, so that's part of it. But the bigger conversation here is about D'Anthony Melton in the starting lineup, and the reason why I felt like that might be the lineup the Warriors turned to begin the year, and then once they didn't, why I felt like it might be the lineup the Warriors eventually settle on, is because D'Anthony Melton does a couple of things for you. First, he's no slouch defensively. He's a very good defender. He can guard point guards. He can guard two guards. He can guard wings. The bigger wings he might have a little bit of trouble with, but he legitimately can guard one through three, and if it's a small four, he can match up there a little bit. So you don't lose a ton defensively trotting D'Anthony Melton out there. And remember the reason why the Warriors went with Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, Trayce Jackson-Davis to begin this season. It was because Steve Kerr wanted to emphasize defense and getting off to a good start defensively this year. And they have been. I mean, second in the NBA in opponent field goal percentage, second in the NBA in opponent three-point field goal percentage. A great start defensively. But that was part of the reason why that initial starting five was plucked because of what they could do defensively. And there's no doubt that is one of the Warriors' best defensive fives, where you have the length and athleticism of both Wiggins and Kuminga on the floor, along with Draymond Green and Trayce Jackson-Davis and Steph Curry, of course. I mean, he's going to be in every Warriors' best lineup because he's one of the 10 best players to ever play the game of basketball. And also, I think, has been criminally underrated as a defender for the majority of his career. Never been a great defender, never will be. It's just who he is as a physical specimen, but I think very underrated as a defender for the majority of his career. That's always going to be a great defensive lineup. But the issue was, and we learned it very quickly, the issue was with that starting five, the Golden State Warriors don't have enough offense, don't have enough shooting. When you have Draymond and Trayce Jackson-Davis and Kuminga and Wiggins at times on the floor together, you don't have a lot of spacing, and it makes it that much more difficult on Stephen Curry. What Melton does is you don't lose a lot defensively for the Melton-Kuminga swap or the Melton-Trayce Jackson-Davis swap, and you get a lot more shooting. D'Anthony Melton can shoot the ball now, okay? D'Anthony Melton in this game tonight, 19 points, 5 of 11 from the field, 5 of 8 from downtown. Also, quietly, 10 rebounds, a couple of assists, 3 steals, and 1 steal that helped ice the game for the Warriors. We can get to that in a little bit as well, and what went wrong in the fourth quarter for the Warriors, and why were they in a situation where they needed to ice the game. We'll get to that. The Melton steal, though, under the basket, Oklahoma City drove and tried a wraparound pass underneath. Melton read it, intercepted the ball. He pushed the ball up the court. This is like with a minute and a half left, or maybe a minute left. Warriors up by 7. And they pushed the tempo, and I'm sitting here watching the game, kind of, you know, speaking out loud to myself, saying, hey, slow the tempo, slow it down, kill the clock, right? But Melton pushes. Ultimately, it turns into a Steph Curry open left wing three. He drills it. Game over. Warriors win at that point. Make your free throws, and it's game over, and they did that. So Melton, the big play there. Melton was awesome. Melton was awesome in this basketball game, and we are going to hear from head coach Steve Kerr coming up in just a little bit. I will spoil a little bit of what Steve Kerr said. He has said post-game that he wants to stick with Melton in the starting lineup, and he said his ideal five for now moving forward is Steph Curry, D'Anthony Melton, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. And that, to me, I feel like is as good as it's going to get for the Warriors in the starting five. And it's a hell of a starting five. Again, you've got the defense of Melton and Wiggins and Draymond and Trayce Jackson-Davis, and you have the shooting of Curry and Melton and Wiggins, who's been shooting the ball well so far this season. A little bit of a cold stretch in the middle of this road trip, outside shooting for Wiggins, but he's largely been very good so far this year. Another 18 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block for Wiggins today. He and Steph, a game best plus 21 for the Golden State Warriors. Wiggins has been awesome. We know what Draymond Green is, and he's been effective shooting the basketball as well. Another 2 made threes tonight. Shout out to our guy Bonte Hill, watching him on Warriors postgame on NBC Sports Bay Area earlier. He's got the stats on lock. Every time Draymond Green makes 2 or more threes, makes 3 or more threes, the Warriors are a hard basketball team to beat, and that's been coming up often so far early this season because Draymond Green has been shooting the ball as well. So that starting five, it's an interesting one. And Steve Kerr has said he wants to keep Melton in that starting group alongside Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. And I think the linchpin of that group that makes it all work is when you have Jonathan Kuminga not missing a beat when he comes off the bench. Part of the reason why I felt like maybe Steve Kerr would go Steph Curry, D'Anthony Melton, along with Andrew Wiggins, Jonathan Kuminga, and Draymond Green, they go five, is because maybe the Warriors would be a little bit concerned with how Kuminga would react to coming off the bench, right? But Kuminga has handled it very well. And I think he said, you know, he wants to start, and there's a little bit of frustration there. First of all, there should be. If you're not frustrated that you're coming off the bench, then I would ask you, well, how badly do you want it, right? You got to be frustrated, and I'm sure he is. But he hasn't let it impact his play. And in fact, he's had his best games of the season when he's been coming off the bench. And I thought tonight he was very, very good, Kuminga was. Again, he turned the game late first quarter, early second quarter. Without him kind of jump-starting the Warriors' run, I'm not sure they ever build a lead, let alone build a 30-point lead. But, I mean, he had 20 points off the bench. He played 26 and a half minutes. and he was 8 of 11 from the field, also was active on the glass with 5 rebounds, had a block shot, 8 of 11 from the field, 2 of 4 from downtown. I thought there were one of the threes he put up, so his two makes were early in the second quarter. He had one miss at the end of a shot clock, which I think ultimately turned into an offensive rebound, and then it might have been a Wiggins bucket on that same possession, but that was just end of a shot clock heave. That's not a bad decision, bad moment at all for Kuminga. There was one three that he took, I think it was early second quarter as well, where it was contested and it was early in the shot clock. That's maybe the only gripe I have with Kuminga's decision making all game long, and that's one moment. He was absolutely awesome the rest of this basketball game. 8 of 11 from the field, 20 points off the bench, 5 rebounds. He made 2 threes. He made 2 of his 3 free throws. He's got to get that free throw percentage up as this season moves along. But overall, Kuminga was awesome in this basketball game. And without him kind of turning the tide to begin the second quarter, I'm not sure D'Anthony Melton is given the leeway to explode in the second quarter like he did. And then, of course, I mean, in the third quarter, it was a Steph Curry masterclass. And we can get to that in a little bit. I was kind of a little shocked with how Oklahoma City defended Steph Curry and how they responded to the Curry flurry in the third when he scored 17 points. We can get to that coming up on the other side as well. And we have so much to get to. We'll hear from Steph Curry, who was on with Bonte Hill, as I mentioned earlier, on NBC Sports Bay Area on the postgame show on the TV side. We can also hear from Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. That's all coming up in just a little bit as Warriors wrap up continues. It's Mark Randy with you. The Dubs knock off Oklahoma City 127-116. They led by as many as 30 late in the fourth quarter. It got a little bit hairy down the stretch. Oklahoma City cut it to 6 points in the fourth quarter. But then, Steph Curry makes a couple of three-pointers. The Warriors make their free throws, and they ultimately win by 11, 127-116. It's a 4-1 road trip. Wins in Boston, wins in Oklahoma City, also Houston and Washington. You lose to Cleveland, but 4-1 on the trip. 8-2 on the season, and of the Warriors' first 10 games, again, 8-2 in the 10, of the first 10, 7 on the road, and the Warriors are 8-2. It's a dream start to this season for the Golden State Warriors. We will continue to break that down, react to this Warriors win, 127-116 over OKC, and plenty of time for your calls and your texts, 888-957-9570. More coming up next. It's Mark Randy with you on Warriors Wrap Up here on 95.7 The Game.
Caleb Williams throws the ball right to Melton. A turnover forced by a trap by Curry. Here comes Melton down the lane. Wiggins to Curry. Curry steps to his left, takes the jumper. Got it! Stephen Curry nails it to make it 122-112, and the Thunder have to call time.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
That was the incomparable Tim Roy calling the tail end of the Warriors' win over Oklahoma City 127-116. And that was the play I was just talking about. D'Anthony Melton, a steal on one end, pushes the tempo, turns into a Curry 3, essentially the dagger. I believe it was after that one that he hit the night-night, his now famous night-night pose, to say bye-bye to everyone in Oklahoma City. Another win, and the guys were having some fun with Steph Curry post-game on NBC Sports Bay Area. Bonte, Festus, and Moley talking about how Steph Curry has kind of provided a lot of theatrics in favor of the Warriors at that building in Oklahoma City. Of course, we remember the Mike Breen double bang call where he hit the game-winning three from just inside a half court in overtime in a wild game. That was what? That was the 2015-2016 season, the 73-9 regular season. Of course, we remember that same year in the postseason in the Western Conference Finals, Steph Curry hit a number of big shots, but that was also Game 6 Clay when the Warriors fell down 3-1 against Oklahoma City. One Game 5 in Oracle to force Game 6 back in OKC. Curry had like 30-plus points, nearly a triple-double if memory serves. Klay had his epic performance, breaking a postseason single-game record for made threes, including some absolutely ridiculous ones to kind of bring the Warriors back from the dead. They win Game 6, then they win Game 7, on to the finals. They build their own 3-1 lead. We don't need to go down the rest of that road. The rest is history. Yada, yada, yada. Point is, there have been some crazy Steph Curry and Warriors in general, but Steph Curry specifically moments in that building in OKC, and there's probably not a lot of Thunder fans in general, but also guys, people that were in that arena tonight that have too many positive thoughts to share about Stephen Curry, and tonight was another great example. I mean, he was incredible. 36 points in this basketball game, 13 for 23 from the field, 7 for 13 from downtown, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, had a steal and a block shot as well. You kind of felt like it was a matter of time before Steph has a game like that. The Warriors have been playing awesome basketball, entering tonight 7-2 in their first 9, and you hadn't really gotten a classic Steph game, shooting the ball at least, points-wise. He's been very, very good. I mean, the first game of the year was, what, a rebound shy of a triple-double? He's had some awesome, like, moments and streaks shooting the ball, but he hadn't been up in 30s, 30 points just yet. He has 36 tonight, and really it was the third quarter where he dominated. 17 of his 36 points came in the third quarter. He was 7 for 10 from the field alone in that quarter, 2 for 4 from downtown. He played nearly the full quarter, almost 11 minutes. In those nearly 11 minutes, the Warriors outscored Oklahoma City by 21 points. 21 points in those nearly 11 minutes while Stephen Curry was on the floor. He was awesome. And it wasn't just what he was doing offensively in terms of shooting. This is all about him offensively. But it wasn't just what he did shooting the basketball. Obviously, you get to the point where he's scored 17 points in one quarter. He's in a classic Steph heater mode. Defense freaks out. Generally, they do everything they can to take the ball away from Stephen Curry. I don't know how you guys all felt, but I kind of felt transported back to like 2015 when Steph Curry was kind of just beginning his domination of defenses around the league, and they were still kind of trying to figure out how to defend Steph. Like, defenses now are so different in how they defend Steph, and really it's all of basketball, because Steph has just had this effect on the entire league, and so many players now and so many offenses now are built around a Steph-esque player. Obviously, no one can be Steph, but so much of the game is built on spacing and shooting and getting those adjustments and those advantages off a screen and a blitz of the ball handler and all that. So many defenses now, in fact, like literally every defense now, has a plan for Steph Curry. Like, what happens when he gets going? Even before he gets going. I mean, Steph could be 0 for 7 from the field, and he's going to get blitzed. But it kind of only gets heightened once he's on a heater like he was in the third quarter, scoring 17 points in the third quarter. So then what did Oklahoma City do, right? How do they adjust? And it kind of felt like an adjustment a team would make back in 2015, when teams were still trying to figure out how to defend Steph. It was, all right, we're going to just send two at Steph at half court and have absolutely no patience and no regard for what's happening behind us. They send two to Steph when the Warriors come to set the screen. They double team Steph, ignore the picker, and ignore the man setting the screen. Sometimes it was Kuminga, sometimes it was Draymond, sometimes it was Kyle Anderson. Ignore whoever was setting the screen, and just blitz Steph endlessly. It kind of felt like a chicken running around with their head cut off, and that's how Steph was defended early, because no one really knew how to stop Steph. Like, he was a phenomenon. He was the only person in the league that warranted defensive pressure the second he gets the ball in his hands anywhere on the floor, right? Like, you have times where people are sending a double at Steph in the backcourt. Like, people did not know how to defend this guy. And I thought Oklahoma City, a team that's very good defensively, they kind of freaked out. When Steph got going offensively, they lost their way. And it showed itself in the third quarter. So Steph had scored 17 in the third, and the Warriors still had possession of the basketball, and there's still a few minutes to go in the third quarter, and this is when this game really, really turned around. Ultimately, so Steph has scored 17. Warriors bring up Kyle Anderson to set a pick and roll, to set a screen on Steph Curry's man. They blitz Steph at half court, and Curry just easily lofts the pass over the top of his two defenders, the guys that are doubling him, and dumps it off to Kyle Anderson. Kyle Anderson has an open lane to the rim. No one picks him up. You don't have a guy on the wing who wants to sag off of Buddy Hield. Another one on the other side doesn't want to sag off of Andrew Wiggins. You have Kyle Anderson, who's very capable to dribble and to get his own shot off. Wide open down the lane, an easy like 8-foot runner. It rims in. Easy bucket, solely because of the attention Steph Curry requires. And for OKC not really having an answer to Steph Curry going off. Okay, that's one possession. The next possession, then, it was Hield that came up to set the screen. Buddy Hield did on Steph Curry's man. They blitz Steph again. So Steph, again, just kind of calmly throws the pass. I don't know if it was around the double or over the top of the double to Buddy Hield. He takes a couple of dribbles into the paint. The defense collapses this time. Kicks it out to Wiggins. Open three-pointer. He hits it. Okay, and then the very next possession, after it already had worked twice in a row, it was Kuminga coming up to set the screen for Steph Curry. Steph, again, gets the ball to Kuminga. He dribbles down the lane a little bit. Defense collapses again. Bad decision, because who did you leave on one wing? It's Buddy Hield. Kuminga, again, as we were talking about earlier, so many good decisions by Kuminga tonight. Did not force a take into traffic. Kicks it out to Hield. Wide open three. That pushes the Warriors' lead to 28 points. And at that point, you feel kind of confident they would get it to 30. But at that point, you feel kind of confident this game might be over. Ultimately, it was not. OKC eventually gets back within six. But it was that moment where you kind of felt OKC freak out. On the Steph Curry great third quarter, 17 points, but it was those three possessions. The Anderson floating push shot from like 8 feet out, a Wiggins three, and a Hield three pushes the lead to 28, eventually 30. The Warriors ride that to a victory, and it was OKC not knowing how to deal with Steph Curry once he got going. And, I mean, he's been doing this for over a decade now. This should not be news to anybody, but there are still defenses out there, and OKC's a great defense, but there are still defenses out there who really, really struggle to corral Stephen Curry, and tonight was a great example of it. He was awesome. 17 of his 36 total points in the third quarter. And on those last two, the threes by Wiggins and Hield, he gets nothing in the stat book. Not an assist. This isn't hockey. He doesn't get a hockey assist. No points scored for him there. No rebounds there. Nothing. But he's the reason why those two Warriors, good three-point shooters, a good one in Wiggins and a great one in Hield, why they had wide open threes, and why Anderson, he did get an assist on the Anderson push shot, why Anderson was just not picked up, dribbling down the lane, wide open for an easy 8-foot runner. Steph Curry is still a cheat code in the NBA, and OKC did not have, they did not have the cheat code themselves. They did not have the cheat sheet. They did not have the answer to the Steph Curry cheat code tonight. Okay, Warriors beat OKC 127-116. That was the final score. And we got time for your calls here and your texts on Warriors Wrap-Up. It's Mark Randy with you, 888-957-9570. While you line your phone calls and your texts up, why don't we hear from Steph Curry? Just spent so much time praising his third quarter. He had 36 points in total, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, had a steal and a block, 7 made threes, 7 for 13 from downtown. And post-game, he caught up with the NBC Sports Bay Area crew, Bonte Hill, along with Festus Ezeli and Chris Mullen, courtside or on the floor still at Oklahoma City. Steph Curry post-game with the boys on NBC Sports Bay Area, reacting to a 4-1 road trip. Here's Warrior star Steph Curry.
We got Steph Curry on the other line, so I'd rather hear from him right now.
Save your thoughts, Molly. We got Steph, the chef in the building.
And Steph is all smiles with a season high in points and made threes. Again, the Warriors make over 20 threes and drop over 30 assists. And Steph, what a road trip for you guys. You guys finished 4-1. Now, we know the road trip started in Houston, nearly blowing a 31-point lead, but you guys show a lot of resiliency in that overtime win. And you make some statements here over the last stretch of this road trip, beating Boston and then bouncing back in a major way after the Cleveland Cavaliers lost Friday. Can you discuss this road trip and what it may mean for you guys moving forward here?
Yeah, you always have to have perspective in this league because it's so hard to win. So if you get on the plane in SFO, whatever it was, 10, 11 days ago, and you say we had to go 4-1, you take that all day. Obviously, the Cleveland game was tough, tough pill to swallow, but our resiliency to bounce back and play against a very tough OKC team in their building and get a win like this on the way home, it shows, you know, what we're building. And that news cycle is crazy. We go from the highs of Boston to the lows of Cleveland, and you just got to stick with the plan of what we're trying to do and rely on every guy on this bench to perform and impact the game, and we did that tonight.
Well, Steph, now you're 8-2, top of the West, and you talk about using so many different plays in different roles. Talk about De'Anthony Melton tonight. 19 points, 10 rebounds, 5 made threes, his first start. How's that chemistry between you and Melt?
It's exactly kind of what you expected. I think he's been around the block. He's a gamer, and you know, we played against them when he was in Memphis, and we were in that playoff series. He was a difference maker on both ends of the floor. And so I know he's been dealing with injuries the last couple seasons, and for him to, you know, get through this early little absence and come back and assert himself into the starting lineup, the third quarter was huge. He was hitting, you know, big threes, playing great defense. Nobody really talk about it. That last play where I got the three was because he got a great rebound, one of the 10, came down with poise, drew a crowd, kicked it to the corner, swung back to me. Like, those are the shots that veterans make or create, and it was a great play. I told him that was all him. It was a big dagger shot, but it was all him.
Steph, we're finally at the game now where, you know, you can process the emotions of having to play against Klay Thompson. What is that going to be like for you?
Don't do this to me,
Steph. He's the outside, right, Steph? Come on, Steph.
I'm not ready for this, man. It's going to be a lot to look forward to, and I'm excited to see him, obviously, as a friend. But I'm trying to conserve all of my mental energy for Tuesday because it's going to be a lot.
I'll change the subject, Steph. Another underrated play was Jonathan Kuminga forced guy baseline. You were right there for the help defense. A huge turnover you forced with your help defense on the baseline there.
Yeah, it was tough because a team like OKC and obviously when Chet went out, they played five guards most of the game, and so they're doing five out, and those rotations are difficult, but you have to trust that if JK runs a guy off the line and forces him baseline, that he's going to have help, and it was me in that position, and I got to trust whoever's behind me to cover my butt, and I don't know who got the steal. I can't remember who it was, but we all three were working together, and so that's the trust that we're trying to build. And, you know, if you're going to apply pressure on the perimeter, you got to have guys to step up behind the play. Draymond does it all the time. Loon does it all the time. It's interesting when the guard's down there.
I see you, big fella. Okay, help side.
Steph, you made Steve Kerr and Bob McKillop very happy with that play.
That part, fundamentals.
Hey, Steph, I know the folks there in OKC can't wait for you to retire. We hope you don't retire for another 10 years, but I know that building, you've had some of your most memorable nights in that building. I'm sure they're not going to say goodbye to you, say, have a nice flight back to SFO, huh?
I think this is our only trip here this year, so yeah, familiar sights. I like it. The one thing is cool, over the course of however many years, there's only a couple years where, you know, OKC and us weren't very relevant in the Western Conference, but for the most part, it's always been a grind and a battle here, and so you look forward to it. There's great energy. The fans are great. Their team is great, and it's obviously great to get a win.
Good job, Steph. All right, Steph, man. Safe travels back, and get your emotions in order, man. Tuesday's going to be a wild night at Chase Center.
I'm mad at Festus, man.
Classic Steph Curry. That's comes courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area with Bonte, Festus, and Molly. We can get into Tuesday in a little bit. I know we've got so much scheduled here at 95.7 The Game and planned for Klay Thompson's return to Chase Center as a member of the Dallas Mavericks. Just make sure you're listening all day tomorrow and all day Tuesday, because tomorrow You want to go to the game? We're giving away tickets tomorrow on 95.7 The Game. Just make sure you're listening. You will find out how you can win. And then Tuesday, we're giving out not one, not two, but three Klay Thompson Warriors jerseys. I know he now wears a Mavericks jersey, but we know his number, his jersey is going to be retired by the Warriors. He'll get a statue at Shea Center, and he'll go into the Hall of Fame as a member of the Warriors. So a Klay Thompson Warriors jersey still feels pretty darn special to me. We're giving out three of those on Tuesday before Klay and the Mavs take on Steph, Draymond, and Looney, and Kerr, and the Warriors from Chase Center coming up on Tuesday. One for each show on Tuesday, so just make sure you're listening to find out how you can win both the tickets to the game tomorrow and then the jerseys coming up on Tuesday on 95.7 The Game. That should be a lot of fun. Yeah, Steph Curry pointed out exactly what I pointed out, that play with D'Anthony Melton. I think he called it a rebound. It was a steal and push that led to the three, but he was also great on the glass with those 10 rebounds. It's small plays like that, which is why D'Anthony Melton is a winning player, and he was awesome in this basketball game as well. I'm sure that head coach Steve Kerr agrees, and let's now hear from Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. He spoke post-game with the media in Oklahoma City. This also comes courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area, our friends over there. We appreciate them as always. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr addressing the media after the Warriors' 127-116 win over the Thunder, a 4-1 road trip, an 8-2 beginning. Coach Kerr, what did he think of this Warriors win? Here's the coach.
Thoughts go out to Chet Holmgren. We're all hoping he's okay. He's an incredible young player, and you hate to see anybody go down, and it looked serious. I don't know what the outlook is, but we're all thinking about him.
Just because of that injury, kind of turned into a small game. Was this an example of the adaptability and depth of this team?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we feel like we have a very versatile roster and that we can play a lot of different ways. And that changed everything. You know, as soon as he went out, and obviously they're without Hartenstein as well. So it turned into a small game. That's why Loon didn't play. That's why we leaned into our small lineups, and our guys did a great job.
How impactful has Gary been this season, just in general?
Gary's one of our highest plus minus guys every year. He just impacts the game at such a unique level, you know, in a unique way, I should say. Incredible on-ball defender, and then he kind of plays like a big guy with setting screens and diving and finishing at the rim. So Gary's been really important for us.
What do you take away overall from this five-game trip? You go 4-1 and see all different styles of play. You deploy different styles of play. What are your biggest takeaways?
Hell of a trip. Great way to start the season out, winning 8 of our first 10 and including a couple road wins against two of the best teams in the league. So I feel like our team's in a good place. But obviously, this is just the beginning of a long season, so we've got to keep working.
You started at Melton. Was that matchups based, or did you just really kind of like it?
I like this lineup with Melt. I anticipate doing it again Tuesday. I think it gives us a really good two-way lineup. You saw what he can do at both ends. Starts the game out with a beautiful assist. He's a really good passer, excellent three-point shooter, but a really good on-ball defender as well. So, you know, Melt in the starting lineup is something we've talked about a lot, in camp and here in the early going, and I really liked it, and I think it makes a lot of sense for us.
So it sounds to me double the losses that they have wins.
All right, and that's Steve Kerr post-game earlier tonight in Oklahoma City. You heard it there at the end, him talking about D'Anthony Melton. He anticipates using him in the starting lineup once again. We might get a repeat lineup for the Golden State Warriors for the first time since early in this season. The Warriors won games 1, 2, and 3 this year, same lineup. And then they've only used one other repeat lineup, and it was not in back-to-back games. They started the 5 of Curry, GP2, Wiggins, Draymond, and Trayce Jackson-Davis in two separate games on this road trip, but they have not used the same starting lineup in consecutive games since the first, second, and third games of the year when they started, of course, their big lineup with Steph Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, and Trayce Jackson-Davis, but Steve Kerr anticipating using that same lineup coming up on Tuesday when Klay Thompson and the Mavericks are in town for the Golden State Warriors. Okay, few minutes left with you here on Warriors wrap-up on 95.7 The Game. The text flowing in on the Comcast Business text line. I like this from the 510. The 510 writes, seems like the Dubs are getting better at closing games, .. Not perfect and definitely room for improvement, but trending toward the positive, and that's encouraging. 510, I think you're probably referring to what happened last year, and last year was so many close games, but a lot of close losses. But in my mind, of course, is the two 30-point leads they nearly blew on this road trip. But I guess you're right. It is trending toward the positive when the first 30-point lead that you nearly blew, you had to win in overtime. This time you nearly blow a 30-point lead, but you still got the win by double digits in regulation. So that is indeed a positive. But I also think overall for the Warriors this year, they have shown an ability, at least better, more consistently this year than last year, to win those close basketball games. The 925 also chiming in, a hell of a victory tonight, 4-1 road trip, playing outstanding ball, coming back to chase. Yeah, no doubt. It's a happy flight. Who was it? Angel Pagan for the Giants back in the day that coined that happy flight for the Giants. This is no doubt about it, a happy flight for the Golden State Warriors as they travel back from Oklahoma City, get back into the Bay Area late tonight, early tomorrow morning as they gear up for Klay Thompson and the Mavericks coming to town on Tuesday from Chase Center. We've got a lot planned for that game, so make sure you stay tuned here on 95.7 The Game this coming week. Okay, before we get on out of here on Warriors wrap-up on 95.7 The Game, we do got to get to, as always, our rebounds. We haven't gotten to that just yet, and this is Crashing the Boards, which is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. We've talked a lot about this guy, and he deserves another shout-out. D'Anthony Melton, man, he was really good in this game. Spent a lot of time talking about his shooting and how he adds that to this starting lineup. 19 points, 5 of 8 from downtown. But how about 10 rebounds? Leading all players. In this basketball game, 10 rebounds for D'Anthony Melton. He was crashing the boards often today. Again, Crashing the Boards is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. And D'Anthony Melton, he kind of fits this Warriors mold because last year the Warriors, despite being on average the shortest team in the NBA, very rare playing like a player over 6'9". Last year and this year, they were the best rebounding team in the NBA, and they're right up there again so far this year. Melton, undersized in terms of guys, you know, consistently getting 6, 7, 8, 9, and tonight 10 rebounds. But he is a guy that fights for position, and he just has a knack for grabbing that loose ball. 10 rebounds for D'Anthony Melton today. Again, that is Crashing the Boards, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. And you heard it from Steve Kerr himself. He anticipates Melton staying in the starting lineup. And for my money, my untrained eye, of course, Steve Kerr knows so much more about basketball than the whole Warriors coaching staff does. I am comfortable saying I think this is the Warriors' best starting five, especially if you get Kuminga coming off the bench the way he did tonight. He's had some good games, specifically on this road trip. I thought this was Kuminga's best game of the year. 20 points, 8 of 11 from the field, got on the glass as well with 5 boards. And it's less about the box score and the statistics for Kuminga for me, although that is nice. It's about, in my opinion, whenever Kuminga has the ball in his hands, is he making the right decision? And I think for the number of times he touched the ball tonight, whether it was 25 times or whatever the case was, I think he made the right decision like on 24 of those 25 touches. He made the right decision almost every single time he touched the ball, and that is a sign of major progress for Jonathan Kuminga. Okay, that'll do it for Warriors wrap up here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Mark Randy, signing off. We've got a lot scheduled for you the next couple of days here on 95.7 The Game. Tomorrow on Willard and Dibbs in the 4 o'clock hour, if you want tickets to Warriors and Mavs, Clay's return, make sure you're listening tomorrow to Willard and Dibbs in the 4 o'clock hour. But then also, you're going to want to make sure you're listening all day on Tuesday, because Bonte and Chasky in the morning, Steiny and Goo in the middle of the day, and then Willard and Dibbs rounding out the day from 2 to 6 in the afternoon. They will all be giving away a Klay Thompson Warriors jersey, so we have that to look forward to as well. All right. Before we do get on out of here, I will do Cam back in our studios a little bit of a favor, and I will get the legal ID out of the way for you so you don't have to do it, Cam. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. I know I went a little long, so I wanted to sneak that in before I got on out of here as well. All right, that'll do it for Warriors wrap up tonight. The Dubs victorious in Oklahoma City. Final score 127-116. A 4-1 trip, an 8-2 beginning for the Warriors. Up next, Klay and the Mavs on Tuesday from Chase Center. For Cam Williams, back in our studios, my name is Mark Randy, signing off. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk next time on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.